Now, I have her crying in the chapel like nobody else has ever done. Here comes Elvis Presley with one with, I guess, shaking his head with his hair at the time. And they played Mine till his came out. And then after his came out, they didn't play Mine anymore. Well, maybe a year or so, maybe about a year after that, I met him at the American Music, that little restaurant on the side, and he was sitting down eating a cantaloupe with ice cream. So I met him and I said, you a fine one. I said, you took bread out of my mouth. He said, how did I do that? I said, I'm the kid that did Crying in the Chapel. I said, then you covered Mine. And so they quit playing Mine and they're playing yours. I said, then you took bread out of my mouth when you did that. He said, oh, little one. He said, let me tell you something about that. He said, I had probably done it some time ago when it was on the shelf. He told me, said, all of the stuff that I have on the shelf, the people are at liberty to release them whenever they want to. So he said, I had nothing to do with that. And he said, it was there and they saw that it was appropriate time to release it and they released it. So he said, let me buy you some lunch. He wrote a check and folded it up and gave it to me. I just took it and put it in my purse. And about 2, maybe 3 months later, I got broke. I said, I guess I'll go cash this check. I had some money in my pocket and I didn't think it was much. And I opened it up and the further back I opened it up, I'd see zeros. And when I realized what it was, I said, $10,000? I called my mom and I told her, I said, Mama, I got $10,000. She said, who did you kill? I said, nobody. I told her how I got it. So I went to the bank with it, and it was as good as a government check. Just think, it would be, oh my goodness, worth $1 billion now if I had it. But when you're poor, you're just poor, and that's the way it is.